Hold on. What's happening? This the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith, speaking from the future about the past and the present. You never know where life's going to take you. You never know what's going to happen in life. You never know the answers to life. Anything about life. So don't take life for granted. Love it, live it, and enjoy it. Listen up and enjoy these words. You can follow me at Maniacal Menace on Instagram at maniacalmenace.com. That's ManiacalMenace. I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
It's like, oh, just because he's famous and he took his advice. Like, nigga, I'm just lazy, but that's good advice. At least I'll listen to a nigga say I'm lazy, but it's good advice.
Yeah.
That's a nigga that says different shit. Like, oh, yeah, nigga, I'll do this and that. Like, nah, nigga. Like, we met a nigga in San Diego. He's like, oh, I was going to get tested and shit like that, but I bought a key and a stick. Man, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere, like, I'll bust you up. I mean, it was a new key, but that's not a comparison to what you should have bought.
Not close.
You control that music right there?
Yeah.
Did you?
It's right there. I'm in the old radio.
What you call it off a lot of weight? Action Bronson. Which is nice. What's up? Back again, goddammit, with another edition. Tell me a joke. Guideline of chasing a dream. Boom. And I'm here with the homie. John, what's happening there, sir?
Nothing is happening, man. Doing the same thing, waiting on this storm to come through.
Yeah, everybody's waiting on this storm. Aaron, that's what your name? You get on this thing if you like to. Chime in whenever you feel like it, man. What you do?
I just clean cars.
You do? Hey, we all start somewhere, my nigga. We all start somewhere, son. Hey, that's what it takes, man. Just shit.
Chasing my dreams, you know.
Fuck yeah. Like, cause nah, I don't want a normal job. That's how I look at it as. I don't want a normal job. I want to be able to sustain myself with what I like to do, what I enjoy doing.
I feel that.
Well, how long you been doing comedy for, John?
Two and a half years going almost.
Oh, yeah. You fresh
two
to
and
it?
Half. Fresh
okay.
To it.
Yeah. What were you doing before this?
Having strokes.
And like for real strokes?
No, it was fake strokes. I was acting. Now, I was in the beer industry. I was
a
salesman for a beer company. It was a pretty cool job, though.
But what beer?
I ain't about to promote them. They fucking fired me. Fuck them. Like, that's real talk. It was a good-ass job. It had good perks, good pay. But, nigga, I had a stroke. Niggas fired me 2 weeks later, bro. Hey, nigga came in school, though. Let me tell you, I woke up on Friday, went to work. I was feeling cool, but then I got to my first fucking stop.
Yeah.
And nigga, it was out of order, and I was like, "Fuck this!" So I started sending emails, nigga. I'm a letter writer. Nigga, I sent them emails in, took pictures, shit like that. The day, like, nigga, halfway through the day, I was like, "Man, I was about to do a shitty job because I'm stressed out as a motherfucker." Went back to the cribbo, did my podcast. It was the first and last episode of my podcast. I don't remember what it was called, nigga. We did it. It was a dope-ass podcast. It was so dope that my sister got pissed off and kicked everybody out the house.
Oh, shit.
So then, you know, it was fun.
Yeah,
like
people
that.
On that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we all, you know, I lay down, and, like, I laid on the floor that night because, you know, I was cool. But I was the only person that night didn't smoke weed. Oh, yeah. I smoked weed. I didn't drink nothing. And I had edibles that night, and I eat them.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm still feeling cool.
Yeah.
So I lay down, and I try to get up like 15 minutes later, and I'm on my back, you know, my knees in the air. So I try to get up like 15 minutes later. I'm like, oh, shit. I can't move my shit, so I'm tapping like this. I'm like, my shit must have fell asleep. So I just let me down for a second. I was like, five more minutes, nigga. Then I tried to get up again, and my leg just fell over and hit like a ton of brick, like on the floor. I felt that shit. And I was like, oh, man. And I tried to lean up, and I couldn't go. I just kept going like this, like to rolling
like
over.
Like a fucking turtle.
Man. That's my that's one of my jokes, too. Nigga pushed me on the ground like a hurt turtle, nigga. But I was like, oh, shit, I'm having a stroke. And I started laughing because the only thing I could realize at that moment, I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to have a chicken arm like Mike asked me talking about. That bruh, arm because, I couldn't feel it. My whole right side was gone, bro. Oh, like, at this point, I'm having the stroke. I grab my phone, my left. I hit my sister, I'm like, yo, come downstairs. I'm having a stroke. She was like, stop playing. I said, who the fuck plays like that at 2:30 in the morning? Like, come on down, man. So she, they run downstairs. She was like, show me. I'm like, what you show, doing? Show me. Look. I'm trying to roll up. I'm like, nigga, I'm falling over and shit. So they my sister's like, she's like, oh my God, I'm about to call 911. But I'm still in regular mode, nigga. I can still think, like, nah, don't do that. They charge $2,500
for that ambulance.
And I'm not rolling with. I'm not paying that shit.
No,
man, that's not covered by insurance.
Feel that.
So I'm like, nigga, just I don't know how bad it is. Just throw me in the car. Let's roll,
get
nigga.
In the car.
I've been shot before, nigga. Put me in the whip, nigga. Wiki. So they try to pick me up, but now it's dead weight. And I'm thinking like, okay, once I get up, I get my leg back. You know, it don't work like that.
No,
it don't work like that. That shit is gone. It's like not having half your body. So I'm like, they trying to put my arm around and hold it. It's like flopping and putting flopping down. I'm glad you think me dying almost is funny.
I'm sorry, son.
No, it's cool.
I know. It's just the way you explain it. You understand it. But
it is. Because this whole time, like, I'm laughing in my head like, oh, I can't die like this, nigga.
Oh, shit.
But, like, I'm too heavy for it's her and my now brother-in-law. They trying to, put me in the car. Mm-hmm. And he had some edibles that night. And he don't really do shit like that. But he had, like,
it's a terrible
six
situation
up.
For everybody.
He had like
right
six
now.
Up.
Oh my God.
Way too many. So he cool. At this point he cool because we all just went to bed. They ain't hit him yet. They can't get me up, so they laid me back down on the floor. So I'm like, grab a blanket because I remember we had to drag my dad to the room one time because he had a stroke. So they grab a blanket, they roll me in it. Now my sister just gets almighty strength and just grabs the thing by the like my feet and put my feet over her shoulder. She's like 5'7" maybe, 5'6". Mm-hmm. But my head, I'm 6'4", nigga. My head's still on, like, hey. And my brother-in-law trying to pick me up. And he keep, now I can tell him he can feel in the weed because he keep dropping me, nigga. I'm like, yeah. And then there's like a step, like outside her door. So I'm like, all right, hold on. Put my feet down, roll me up. Like, so then they're trying to put me in the car. And as they're trying to put me in the car, it's like harder to get me in. They're trying to put me in the back seat. So I'm like, nigga, just put me in. But when they put me in, they put me down on my good side. So now I can't even do shit but just lay here. So now I'm just laying here, like, and my brother-in-law starts driving. And I hear my sister Leah, like, oh, my God, why are you driving so slow? At this point, I got to see this. Because to me, it looked like we was whipping. I lean up. Cut going like 20 miles an hour, nigga. The weed done kicked in, bro. He like, oh my God, I think the edibles done kicked in. Oh my God, I can't believe you.
Ain't nobody expecting
she
you
text,
to
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ain't nobody expecting this shit. We were supposed to go to bed. So she takes her hand and like shoves it down the gas and like just take off to the hospital. We get there and she just run in like, yeah, like the inflatable man. Like, yeah, go ahead, my brother. See my brother-in-law as I'm picking up over the thing like this. I see my brother-in-law just strutting in like, duh, 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 duh. And nigga just comes back so fast with a wheelchair and somehow just puts me in a wheelchair. And I get in a wheelchair and just slump the fuck over. Like this. So when I came in, everybody's in there. Was people like it's like one of the movies where you see people there with their head like, and they've been there all night and people holding their arms and shit. But I was so fucked up when they saw me. I was like, bring that nigga through. Like, this nigga ain't gonna make it. But I mean, it wasn't bad. It was a good experience. But then, like, when the nigga fired me, though, man, that was the whole point of this fucking story.
I forgot.
Why the fuck I started talking? That's the whole point of the story. Anyways, that's what led up to the shit. I started talking about that fucking Friday.
Oh shit.
So I called these niggas and like the next day. Actually, the people who were at the party, like, they called me the next day. Like, hey, what's up, nigga? Where the edibles at? Like, nigga, I had a stroke last night, bro. Like,
no lie.
Like, they're like, that's what I said. Stop playing. Nigga, who the fuck plays like this? Is this a game that people play where they say, hey, I had a stroke, and then they be like, psych! Like, nigga.
White people play games like that, but I don't think
that's
black
not
people
funny,
play that game.
It's not funny, especially if you had a But nah, they do that shit. But they actually came up to the hospital just to see if I was lying. Like, why would I rent this room and make this up? Y'all just wasted gas. You could have brought something up and brought me some money or something. But like 2 weeks after, like my job came up and they was like, yep, how you doing? I was like, I'm cool. I'm paralyzed. And they was like, so you think you'll be back? I was like,
what?
I don't know. I'm like, tell me. I don't fucking know, dog. Like, I just had a stroke. Nigga, I've never had this before. So then he was like, all right. Then he came back the next day with an envelope.
With an envelope was like, hey, the next day.
Do you happen to have the keys on you? Yeah, I fucking drove here, dog. Like, nah, they at my sister's house. Like, I got to, you know, get them from my sister. Hello. You know, he was like, all right, well, here's this. And if you need some kind of help, man, just let us know. Open that shit and it was a termination paper. Like, you motherfucker.
That's what
I'm thinking. In the hospital? 5 years, nigga.
They gave it to you in a hospital?
In the hospital bed. You lucky, because I would chase that down if I could have. Boy, that nigga, that's some fucked up shit right there. So I would not promote that company.
Perfect time.
But they sometimes.
He served you like he was a force.
Yeah, them niggas knew I was about to file suit against their ass, nigga.
I got a subpoena for you. Here you go, sir.
Oh, man. Here's a get well card from the company. Get well without our help.
This hurts you to your core, sir.
Yeah, but I ain't tripping though, man.
Dog, that's hilarious.
These niggas say you almost died. That's hilarious.
Dude. Like, what did that, how did that feel? Like, what did
it,
that?
It sucked. It was.
Was it like a painful
feeling?
It
didn't feel like that. It wasn't painful because I didn't feel shit.
It was just gone. Just.
It was just gone, man. It was like holding, put a whole bunch of weights on this side of your body and you can't move it. You have no, like, you can't move.
Like, when you sleep on your arms and you wake up and your arms don't work no more?
Yeah, it's that, like, that it's like you got to try. Oh, but you can still pick it up. Or sometimes when it don't work, and you got to use this one to shake it out.
Yeah, that's a scary feeling.
Like that, right, but there. You can actually still feel that your arm is numb. Like, just imagine. I feel like it's imagine, like, the people who get drowned while they attach to an anchor. Like, how you can't move.
Is that how you think
that's
about
how,
it?
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like,
okay.
I still feel like that sometimes, nigga.
That's talk dark. About.
No, because it's like it was really like one of those things where you had no control over
yeah.
nothing. Like,
just one
my sister had asked me, her first question after they got me stabilized is like, does your dick work? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been horny since I had the stroke, nigga. Like, but if, you know, one of the nurses get a nigga off, I'll let you know.
That is the first thing you would like
yeah, to know. But me and my sister got this weird relationship. But like, why would you ask me that at the time of my pain? Like, it was crazy.
How long did that last?
Oh, shit. Like, let me see. It's in, probably about 4 months before I could actually try to, like, move. I actually went out the house, I think the first place I went was open mic. I think April. I think I just found a video. Like, I got to find it again, but I think it was, like, in April.
Just two-facing it? Just half-body?
Is that two-facing it? No, I could walk. I was supposed to be having my cane. Like, I came out of retirement too early. Like, I didn't have... They stopped my rehab and stuff. My insurance got cut once they fired me and everything. Fuck. So, once they did that, they was like, you got 3 sessions left. So I'm trying to work that 3 sessions. Like, yeah. And then she was like, I'm sorry, you gotta go. Like, you can't come back on the low, nigga. But my physical therapist did come back for a while and help me. So, big ups to her. I think she got fired. But that ain't my fault.
Do you know what the cause of the stroke was?
My doctor says stress, relationship problems, and other people's problems. It was pretty much stress. But in my mind, that's the only thing that was in my life. Is like my it was at the time my marriage, my job, and I'm a person that tries to care about people and take on too many problems.
Yeah.
So after I had my stroke, I was like, all right, I can't do this shit anymore. Because like they don't know how it happened or where it happened at. They just know I hemorrhaged somewhere. There was blood on my brain. It was irritating my brain. It was swelling it. And they never found out where it came from. So when I left the hospital, the doctor was like, listen, this is an act of God. It's a miracle. So don't let nothing stress you out and live your life like it's your last. Because if this happens again, it's over. So,
boom. See? That's what you need in life. Right. You need a wake-up call for people to start living and start worrying.
I wish you would get my leg
shit.
Back in my wake-up call, though.
Yeah, man.
But it sucked, though, because I'm a basketball player, man. I was like, if I'd have known, I was supposed to play basketball that Friday too. And I put a post up that, maybe last year or something like that. And I was like, man, if I'd have known, because it was a memory that popped up. I was like, man, if I'd have known this last day, I'd have had both my legs, I'd have went to play basketball that day. Huh. So now I just be sitting looking at my videos like, man, I made this nigga look the other day. Dude, look, you gonna watch this shit. It's hooping, nigga.
getting that shit. That's why I try not to take life for granted either, because I too have done some dumb things in my life. Well, that, it wasn't a dumb thing. That just like a fucking fate hit you and, yeah. And with a negative, and that's terrible.
Technically, really it turned out to be a positive.
How?
Because I became a comedian, which is what I wanted to do.
Oh, okay. So and this is
pretty right, much so like a wake-up call for me, but it was like, hey, you have to wake me up like
how
that.
How long ago was the stroke?
December. The first one was December 2nd.
Oh, the, what it
was? December 2nd and December 16th of 2017. At two weeks apart?
Yeah. So the first one hit, then the second one... So you were already in the stroke. You were already
I was still feeling the effects
from the first one when the second one
when
came.
When the second one hit. Like, I was already... They had moved me from the hospital to try to stabilize me and stuff because they didn't know what happened. Yeah. So it was like, okay, we're going to try to put you in this rehab center so they can try to work with you to get you back as quick as possible. But, like, 2 weeks in, man, woke up. Oh, well, something... Like, my ex-wife... Some bullshit happened the night before, but I'm like, I don't put blame on nobody. But, it was okay. But the next morning, I just didn't feel well. And I just went... I actually flatlined. But I don't remember. I heard them yell for a crash cart. And I know what that meant because the night before, the lady in the room next to me had flatlined. And they called for that crash cart to bring it back. And I was like... That's the last thing I heard.
That was the last thing you heard. How scary is
when
that?
When I came back, everybody was like... They was crying and shit. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, thought you were dead. Somebody came and cleaned out your room. I was like, oh shit. Who the fuck cleaned out my room? Where's my shit? But my ex-wife had went in there and grabbed all my shit up.
Oh, my nigga. Yeah, you definitely. You had a 2020 and 2017.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing surprising me anymore. I just got to try to roll with the punches, be as nice as I can.
You seem a lot more happier now.
I am.
Like, yeah, you just seem like a very positive person.
Lost like 177 pounds.
Yeah, 177. I couldn't even imagine you with 177 more pounds on you, dude.
Got divorced.
Oh yeah, that arrow. You know what?
No,
that makes you lose weight, and also taking care of a baby for like 6 years, and then you find out it's not yours. That also makes you lose weight as well.
That's how much my ex-wife weighed, man.
Oh, divorced, 100. Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
Health.
I was wondering.
Sometimes you gotta change your diet.
Sometimes, man, niggas get depressed. Depression, motherfuckers lose weight. I was like 166. Jesus, nigga, you're wearing it well. Your knees don't hurt, you know?
I lost 60 pounds in 3 months.
Nigga, that's amazing. You're doing your thing. I've always noticed right somebody now. That has one chihuahua always has another one, or maybe more than just two. But it's never just one chihuahua. It's never one, which is exciting. It's so lovely once they get to know you. It's like, oh, all right. Probably gonna go chill now.
That's why you come over here.
I'm good. Scratch it out. I like that. I miss dogs. That's
exactly. No, dogs is dope. I kind of just want something bigger, though. I'm gonna need to get a pit.
Oh, these are yours. Oh. That's fun.
Damn.
How long you been out in Texas? You born and raised in Texas?
Man, I was talking about this other day. It's between 8 to 10 years.
8 to 10. Oh, so you've been here for a while. Where you originally from?
Like a stint in prison. Like I've been on 8 to 10.
Yeah, that's a good little beard right there.
Nice little beard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been somewhere between that. I don't know what the fuck it is. No more.
Wait,
it's been long enough where, like,
you've been here long. Well, where you born from?
California.
Born in California.
Yeah, I was born in Los Angeles. Lived there just for a little chap, and then my parents moved us out to the suburbs because where we was at was too rough. So my dad thought it'd be better to move us to the suburbs with the KKK. So we survived out there pretty much.
There you go. That's a real weird upbringing.
Yeah, it was. It was real different. So
how was it? How was your upbringing? Was it, you know,
very strict? My dad was a pastor. So we couldn't do nothing.
That's
growing up, we couldn't do nothing. He was more lenient as we got older. But my mom is still the same person from the day I met her when I came out the womb. Like, don't mess with me, woman. Like, that's the type of shit my mom would be on.
That's interesting. My dad was in the military. My dad was a very militant person, so strictness was was always the key. I had to be inside when lights, street lights came on. And I had to ask to go down to the corner. You know, I had to ask for everything.
Yeah.
So.
Can I have some water? Why? I'm thirsty? No, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. I go play outside. I would ask for don't food. Come inside.
Yeah, don't come inside until I tell you to.
It's what like, y'all be doing? What would that be?
Yeah. Niggas already looked at the window. What the fuck y'all doing there? Why we can't come back in here? I always do that shit. My parents used to hate that shit. Get away from the window. Why? What? Y'all cooking crack in there, nigga? Yeah. No, I used to always think, man, fuck that. My daddy was a janitor, nigga. You took care of 8 kids, cuz? You know something.
8 of them. Eight. That's how many siblings you have?
Yeah.
Well, which one are you in the midst of the 8?
Number 7.
So
I'm like second to the last.
Oh.
Is that second? That's
second to the...
It's only my little brother underneath me.
Oh, okay.
He's number 8.
Oh.
But he was a seat filler.
A seat filler.
We had a...
What the fuck?
My mom would tell you the same thing.
It's very interesting.
It is. My family is very interesting.
I had a truck. Just needed
action. Yeah. My mom had a table, and it had an even amount of seats, and there was always one seat missing.
Oh.
So she was like, she told my dad, like, we got to fill the seat.
We have to fill this
so
seat.
So we had my little brother. He knows it. My mom treated him like he was a seafarer. Like, I feel sorry for you, so I'm a baby.
Hey, all right.
I've
never heard that one. That is a good one. That is a good one to write down right there. I'm definitely going to remember that.
How many siblings you got?
Seat filler. It's 4 of us. And it's just me, my older brother, and I got a little brother, and an older sister. But, you know, I don't have much of a big family.
Okay.
Yeah, my
family. So you're number 3. Wait.
I'm the second to last.
Okay, same.
Yeah, I was the baby at one point. But
they say if you got one kid, that kid is either bad as fuck, or you just feel like you got it right, so you don't want to take a chance. If you got 2 kids, the first one's shitty, the second one works.
Yeah, yep.
If you got 3, the first one's fucked, you just got to keep going. You guys meeting my parents, they're like, listen, we just going to fuck it up.
I started losing my way around midway of being a teen. I guess around 13, that's when I just started losing it. And then I also had a little brother. So, you know, he was the one. He's a Mensa. Basically, he's very intelligent, like on the scale of like almost a genius, but he don't give a fuck. Like, so he don't apply himself to do shit, but motherfuckers damn near a genius. So when he does do shit, he just aces it, and it's like, bitch, you could have did this the whole time.
But it's boring.
Yeah, he don't like it. I always refer him to that dude from Naruto. The one that, remember in the Junin exams, when they was fucking fighting, and he was the one that uses his shadow to catch motherfuckers, but he would never, like, apply himself, but he was cold as fuck. I can't remember his name, but I refer him to that.
I just had a whole superhero fight in my head right now, bro. I'm lit. I was like yeah. Hey, nigga, yeah, I remember that shit. keep going.
Yeah, I like to reference.
Different ones of those things.
So many. There's so many. Yeah, I gotta make a reference just so I get it in my head. I wonder if other people get it. I'm like, y'all get this? How you feel? What made you want to do how do you go from a stroke to like comedy's next?
I had to laugh.
And you laughed it off.
Yeah, I had to laugh. Because this should be long if I told you everything happened. But it was like I had a stroke, got served divorce papers pretty much while I was in the hospital, pretty much got locked, you know.
Oh, shit.
All this stuff at the same time. I'm still trying to keep a sane mind.
Yeah.
And it was like,
oh, this is the perfect story for
and I'm like, it's crazy because I don't really talk about it too often, but to have a same, like try to keep a same mind sometimes, and you're going through a lot more shit than just the fucking physical shit. Your mental is off as well.
Yeah.
And like I was at the point where I couldn't remember names. Like I still have a bad time with memories just for the fact of what the doctor said when I left, like just have a good time and keep your mind happy. So I kind of lock my mind at a certain time where I can only remember shit where that makes me happy, like dead ass.
Oh.
So, like, my memory is weird, but, like, I try to work on it at times. Like, Shut up, Cass. But sometimes I have problems with reading.
Oh yeah, my reading's terrible.
No, my reading is horrible. Like if I tell people don't text me more than three sentences.
Oh.
If I see it, and it go, if it says if I got a present to see board, I'm done. I'm gonna read where it stops. You could be like, I got $1 million for you in the last sentence, and I'm never gonna see it. Because I won't do it. It'll make me dizzy. I refuse to be dizzy over other people's problems.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, at that point, just call somebody. Just tell me, like, hey, da 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 da. No. And that's it.
There you go.
Yeah. I got 3 minutes. Everybody got 3 minutes now, so there's no point. Yeah, it's no. It's like, that pissed me off when people just do that stuff, man, on phones. Like, talk on FaceTime with the phone to the sky like this. Like, it's called FaceTime. Put it to your
face.
That
is weird.
Spend some time. But, yeah, that's pretty much how I did it. Because it was like, I got to the point where, like, I can't walk. I was in a wheelchair looking at the fucking rainfall.
So much.
And crying. And ladybug landed on the window. And then I touched the window. Like, oh, I hadn't been outside in months, bro. Like, I'm like, dead ass nigga. And I realized, like, oh, nigga. Like, I'm sensitive as fuck now, nigga. I won't watch sad shit. I'll be sitting there in my...
This changed your life.
Yeah, reality shows fuck me up,
if
man.
You have one wish type moment.
God.
All the time. But my mom be like, it's okay. I'm like, this is not okay, nigga. I just want to talk. Oh.
And
like,
basically your heroin addicted outlet would be comedy. Right after that.
Pretty much.
It helps soothe...
the soul.
Yes.
But even after that, once it started going, and it was going pretty okay, and I could see it speeding, then this pandemic happened and shut us down. Oh. So it's like, to me, it was like having a stroke all over again, because it's like I lost everything the first time. I finally got everything back and moving. Now I just lost what I just worked for again. So now it's like I don't do shit else. I don't do shit else. I try to keep myself busy, or I've gotten more into writing jokes out than just doing my little subtitles I usually do. But, I mean, that's pretty much how you go from now. I'm good. That's pretty much how you go from having a stroke to be a comedian, man. But I was saying,
that's exactly how you go from, yeah. That, and so, growing up, did that ever dawn on you that you might want to do comedy?
Yeah, I wanted to be a lawyer, a police officer, or a comedian. But then I started doing bad shit, and I was like, oh, I can't. I just fucked up the first two things. I can't do either one of these things now. So, like, I was like, all right, fuck it. Then I just played basketball for a while. But I was good at basketball. But I tell everybody, I didn't play basketball to go pro. I played basketball for bitches and free meals and to travel.
There you go.
It was fun.
I mean, either or.
Don't think I was good enough to play pro. Some people did. I played semi-pro, but just for, like, a little bit.
It's good. I mean,
just a little, it's, like, I played though. You know what I'm saying?
Hanging up his jersey somewhere.
Nah, they ain't hanging that shit up. Somebody else wearing my shit for sure. Who even wore this jersey? You remember this guy? Like, that nigga's only here for like 2 months. I fucking made 2 shots in this gym. Like, that's how it was. I made 2 shots in this gym. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all niggas need me. Nah. I had fun though. I was going to say, I had fun in my life, so when I had my strokes, I wasn't mad at it, but I was like, it was a way to tell me to slow the fuck down, and it did slow me down, because I can't run at all still.
Ah.
I always make jokes about this shit. If I hear somebody yell run, nigga, I'm fucked. I just sit and wait for death. I can barely, I can only go, like, on a hoverboard, nigga. my leg don't go down, like, this, you know, it goes just be like this, so I got to try to tilt the whole body, so I'll be riding a hoverboard like this. I can't go nowhere. The dogs come up running past me, like, you better hurry up, they gonna come get you. Somebody give me the car keys, I'm fucking stuck. Grab one of them bikes. That's the only way I'm out of here. That's probably the fastest way I go.
Can't
bike.
Get you a stick that just hit that one.
I mean, I've been fucked up and got on a bike alone with everybody. Somebody just stick a stick in that motherfucker. I'm done for. I'm telling you, man.
You're having an interesting life, dude. That is exactly. So you do talk about truth on stage, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of it is true with the twist. You know, you got to put
the twist
of
the silly shit.
Yeah, the twist of the silly shit just to make it sound funny.
You in the goddamn gold chain. I was like, this nigga got a big ass fake gold chain.
Hey.
He was like, well, where the fuck off this bitch too? I'm like, all right, do your thing. That shit was hilarious. I'm like, all right. And that moment where that was a nice little spot.
that was a nice little spot, because everything that happened towards the end, it seemed like, oh, okay, this is supposed to go down like this. This is just how the things are. I mean, ran into random people. I swear, it was going to be a sticky situation with that white woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord
yeah.
Jesus.
I was like, yeah, this is... Yo, and then we realized, oh, this you just hunt for black people. That's what you do. You look for black penis out here, and you try to take. You know what? I don't want no parts.
Yeah. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wait, just, can I get my check?
You baiting in? Tripping. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's very interesting out here since I've been out of town. I've only been out here for like 8-9 months now. You know, I'm very fresh to the city, and people's mannerisms are very straightforward. Certain people that I've ran into, they have a persona and they act on it like aggressively. Yeah. Like, oh, this is the person I'm gonna be, and I'm gonna be this person aggressively. This is what I have. I'm gonna show it off to you, and I'm gonna make sure that you see it. And it's like, well, that's a bit much. Yeah. I don't, but every place that I have been going to, I've been noticing that people are, certain areas that I'm in, they have their own characteristics. Like, when I was in L.A., I realized how those people are. They have certain people, just a group of people that just are way too entitled. People that don't give a fuck that you open the door for them, don't look you in the eye, don't say thank you, and it's just like, what? All of y'all are like this out here? Wait, why is this a thing? And I it's pretty, I guess. I mean, I get it, you know, but, you know, coming from down south, it's a very different environment to see. And, you know, I pick up on that shit. And often, it's nice, though. How was your transition from Cali to Texas?
It wasn't that hard for me because it was cheaper. So that made it better.
Yeah.
Like, even now, I hate it here.
Oh, okay.
But going back home, seeing how expensive it is, I fucking hate it there.
Yeah.
Like, gas alone, it was like, I just got back and it was like $3.99 or something like that. I think the cheapest we found was like $3.89 or something.
Yeah, gas was.
I'm going to say maybe $2.89, but that don't sound right.
Oh, no, no, no.
It was like
no,
$3.89. It was $3.89. So, just coming back out here and seeing like $1.64. And then it's like, man, that alone saves you a lot of money. Plus, the rent is cheaper.
So much cheaper.
You just, it's just the weather you got to worry about. You know, being from California, we have earthquakes. That's fine. It lasts like maybe 3 seconds, 3 to 5 seconds.
Well, what's happening now? I know you've probably been abreast of the situation, but there's a lot of fires going on.
Yeah, those are fine. Like they only hit the people that's in the way.
It's fire.
But just it's the same thing as having a hurricane. You always in the same.
I mean, path. At least you got a That's chance to swim. You can't swim through fire.
You can if you wet. That's why they tell you to drench your clothes. Wash. But they tell you to get out just like a hurricane. Get out. You're in the fire lane. Move. Definitely get leave. Out. If you don't leave, just like a hurricane, it's your fault.
Definitely get out. True. True that. But you know, it's also fire, which. Which
you just can't get over the fire.
I can't get over the fact, you know. Cause fire, yeah. One thing
I don't
mind
see.
If I get my hair wet. If I get my hair on fire,
but the fires when they happen though, they're mostly in controlled areas for the most part. It's very minimal damage, dog.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be like it flood and then all of a sudden you're gonna be in a lake of alligators and stuff like that. He's like talking about earlier, it's gonna be like Anaconda. Like we some city boys. This is not for us.
No, this isn't.
But hey, the dude down the street got a pontoon. I seen him working on the motor a couple times, and I was like, "Hey, when we going out?" He's like, "When the motor gets ready." I'm like, "Okay, I know you got that motor ready, my dude.
We gotta be friends.
I'm gonna be down on the porch the whole time. As soon as you start that motor, nigga, I'm gonna be swimming down there. Like, come on, let's go, bro."
That's control fire because they always just build houses right at that same spot.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the hurricanes. They come through and wipe these people out, and they be like, "I'm going to rebuild. Wait for the next one." It's the same thing. I'm gonna rebuild and wait for the next time to burn down.
Basically,
and then the bank be like, "We don't exactly do fire insurance in your area." Like, what are you talking about?
You don't do it in my area. What does
is that
mean?
Why they sold me this lot for $100? I know you can't get 100 acres for $1.
That was rude. Somebody should mention this in the program,
right? Mm-mm. You see, they had somebody. They were selling that house, that big ass mansion house, for like $100 or $100, something like that. But the perk was, you had to move the house.
You had to move the
house. Yeah, this house is like maybe 13 bedrooms or something. It's huge. So you have to, and then they was like, we'll give you some of the money for the moving fee. Like, you got to cut this house in half, put it on blocks, and move it down the street.
Why do they have to move the house?
I guess they wanted to do something with it, and I don't know why they wouldn't demolish it.
We're selling this house, but if you buy it, you got to move it.
You got to move it off the land.
I mean, how much does it cost to move a house?
I don't know. I never moved a house.
Would it cost as much as the house?
Hell yeah, probably. The size of that house, hell yeah.
If it costs as much as the house, there's or no more, point. Like, there would be no...
There's less. No point.
If you had to put it back together.
You got
to
put it back together. Mine wouldn't be back together. My shit would be in pieces with little tarps on the side. It's like a Barbie house. Dead ass. I'm like, nigga, it's big, though.
Actually,
no, because you would have to cut the wiring and all that stuff, man. Yeah. There's no point in doing
it. Me and my brother, we cut a shed apart and we built it back in his backyard, which was, that was some bullshit.
It's just leaning like a trailer.
So to do that to it, son, just two of us to do it, it was a big shed. And I documented it, and I never did anything with it. But it was the dumbest thing ever because him and his wife ain't together no more. So it was like, I wish we'd never did that. Now she got a nice little shed in the backyard that we broke our backs for.
I'll go there and kick it down.
I wish we did a good job. I doubt it. Nah. It would take a lot to kick it down.
Nah, I'm kicking it down. It's on fire.
This is mine.
I'm getting something about this shit. But you think you could leave me? That's gonna be outside.
And then over to us. In those situations, you just give it up. You just give up everything. It's like, you know what? I'm done with it. Here you go. You can have it. Do something with it, because I don't want to have nothing to do with it afterwards. Yeah. Like, especially having to pick that shit up. Oh, man. Fuck that. Get you some moves.
Right. Yeah, because I get nothing out of my divorce either.
Did you ask for anything?
I didn't have a chance to. That shit was gone before I knew it, man. Hey, that was a gangster move, dog. I will applaud that shit to the day I die. That's a fucking gangster move. Hey, that if kicking a nigga when he's down was a picture, was hurt over the shit like this. Oh, you motherfucker. I thought these were insurance papers. And a nigga put me on the beneficiary. Put her as my beneficiary. Like, oh, this bitch, when I get this hand back, I'm going to sign this off. But it was crazy because the hand really was like this. And that's the first thing I started working on, was just taking my hand and bending it back. Because I was like, I'll be damned if I'm be that nigga like this. But sometimes, even now, when I lose my balance, the first thing is like this. Because, hey, your hands actually give you good balance like that. Yeah. That's why they say Tyrannosaurus Rex never failed. Cuz got good balance, nigga. Little arms, cuz.
All right.
How many midgets you seen trip? Not that many. Little arms, what? Good balance.
I mean, but...
Yeah, they don't trip, they roll, and they get right back on seat moving, nigga. That nigga just made up 2 feet with the roll, cuz.
And then did you see him bend their knees, though? Every time I see one tie their shoes, it's just a straight lean. Then it be straight lean.
That nigga did a straight quad stretch. Hey, can you get mine while you're down there, little homie?
That's like a ball
with
feet.
Oh. Follow me at JJ2Funny15.
There he is. Oh. This has been a fun, interesting. Oh my God, son! You took me through a story. I was there with you the whole way, son. It still feels like my right side hurts.
This is a lot more to be doing.
I want to go home and stretch. Like, I feel you. Like, do you meditate?
I try to, but my mind won't. My mind is always jumping.
Oh yeah,
I got ADD, bro.
Self-diagnosed. Okay.
I'm
not self-diagnosed. I've seen a shrink, and he was like, "You got ADHD." Okay. You're going to need to take this medicine, and I'm going to need you to calm down. And, yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't keep still as a kid. So now I've kind of controlled it, but I can't drink Red Bulls. Like, that's out of the picture. Anymore. Like, I would be off the wall, after that. It's just too much. And I feel like the Flash, kind of, sort of.
I realized.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah, my heart is just going, and it's, yeah, I'll be stuck sitting somewhere. I can't really exert my energy, and it's just like, my heart's going to explode, you guys. I probably need to go run or flip off a wall or something. Something needs to happen.
I seen this nigga flip off a wall. He looked at the wall like, is that enough room?
No.
Like,
did you have a Red Bull? You have the golf green on your wall here.
That's just my lady's decorations.
Oh, here. Okay. I was just admiring what was happening. Is it like a vision wall? Is it like an affirmation? I see.
Yeah, she does. She does that too. It's actually good. I like reading it. Like, man, because at first I was like, man, you can put up some bullshit. Then I'll be in the morning brushing my teeth. Like, yes, you are enough. Give me some real shit though, dog. Like, I'll be like really like saying that shit in my head because I was laughing at it first. And I was like, nigga, stop reading this shit. Every day I walk in like,
very helpful
for anyone's attention.
It is. It is very helpful to have those, especially as a comic nowadays, especially in this game that we do. It's all mental because, not every crowd's gonna be what you want, and you know that's the thing that that's why people say it's so scary to do comedy. And I mean. Since I've been doing it for so long, it doesn't seem as scary, but I do get nervous every time still. That right. still happens, but, like, it's just, people say it's scary until they try it. I mean, what's actually scary to you then?
It's still scary to me. I'm better at it now than I was when I started.
Yeah.
I mean, I should be.
Yeah.
But when I first started, I would go up there and I would have a plan and I would black out. Yeah. Like, most of the times I would black out and then just go. And I would always have somebody videotape. So I have like mostly every time I go on stage, I have it, I think, somewhere on my phone, in the cloud somewhere. But I don't watch them. But I'll come off stage and I'll just tell from the reaction of who talks to me, of how good I did.
Mm.
Or I'll try to recollect something. Or if I don't remember at all and I keep hearing people say stuff, I have to go back and see what I said.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. I've always had stage fright, though. I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't like people.
I cannot I have the same thing, too.
I cannot stand but to talk to people.
I don't like big crowds. I don't like... Most of the time, I'm elbow height with everybody. So I feel that rude and disrespectful. So I don't like being... I don't like being around so many people. It gets rowdy for me, you know, being a smaller person. So I like to, you know, get in and get out.
I don't like going in crowds because I stick out above everybody else. And as they say, like, you stick out in the crowd. Like, yeah, that nigga's me.
Yeah.
And, like, it's always some nigga in the crowd that be, like, mad as fuck. Like, I'm going to fight the first nigga I see. They look up and it's fucking me. Like, God, who would fucking know you, bro?
I never looked at it that way before.
I just want tacos. Nigga, that's it, bro. Like, that's how it is. Like, in church, you fucking stand up and the pastor be like, those of you who have sinned, you're more than welcome to come forward. God has stretched his hand to you, and I'm...
He ain't looking at nobody.
Yeah, you say he be looking dead at you. But he don't be looking at you. But it's like, if you feel guilty, go. But yeah, my shoes don't fit today. I don't feel like walking up there, you know? I got the wrong socks on. Me and Jesus will talk when we get home.
We going to chat.
That's why I say I hate that at church, man. They used to always ask me at church, don't come over here, dude. You're going to feel stupid. I ain't walking. I used to always look them off. I used to be tapping on the back thing like, don't do it. And one day he came up to me, I'm like, man, no. If you die,
ooh, that's the hard.
If you die, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
If you die today, you think you're going to heaven? I told him no, but I ain't going up there either. So I mean, it just depends because I know what I'm about to do when I leave out of here, dude. I only came because my mama dropped me off. Like, that's how I felt as a teenager, dog. I was in the streets or like earlier in my life, like, but my mom never knew, so she ain't gonna listen to this anyways.
Yeah.
No, watch. She gonna
my
listen to it.
My mom listens to
my
it.
My mom still be trying to be my friend on Facebook.
My mom's a gangster. So
my mom is a gospel gangster.
Yeah.
She'll be sure that's a death of scriptures, dog.
Well, my mom's Jehovah's Witness. At one point, she was.
Oh, the niggas knock on the doors?
Yeah.
She's had you out there, too?
No. I was never in it.
That nigga seems like, wake up.
It was, I never stayed with my mom. I always stayed with my dad. So my mom, my
because she was a Jehovah's Witness?
No.
Oh.
Because she used to deal crack. And... I told you she was gangster, like for real gangster. nigga, she used to stick people up, Rico. Nigga, rob motherfuckers and shit, nigga.
She was, you better answer this.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, there's certain places I can't go
nigga, in New Orleans
because
ass.
I look like her. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Tell me your ass ain't 50 cents short again, nigga. Yeah. Tell me you're not 50 cents short.
Oh, nigga. Yeah, yeah, that's just about it. That, yeah. That's it right there. Let me take this little knife out.
I nickname your mom Beans, nigga.
Stay property, bro. So you get my shit.
That's some crazy shit.
Stay
like
with
that.
The fucking
yeah, my dad does that. Father. He did the same shit, but with the Bible.
Ah.
Yeah. He sold,
yeah.
He sold Bible.
I mean, she stayed. I mean, she could play the piano and everything. She was.
Oh, she's talented.
Talented.
See, everything. That's the worst. Drugs didn't play the piano. You didn't just come in back through.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Put your. Dun, how you put like, your hands.
Why, I don't even know what song I'm singing right now. Dun, 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 dun. What's the fucking song? I don't even know play that shit. Nigga, that would be the worst thing. Like, oh, fuck. I'm dead. Let me call my wife.
Why don't you put your fingers hey, on the side the ground?
I ain't coming home no more.
Man, get your hand slammed in the piano. Boom.
I'm like off of American. Yeah.
Was that American Gangster?
Yeah, American Gangster.
Yeah, man. I ain't with that. I don't know why people do that kind of stuff in the movies, man.
Break them hands. I mean, hands is one of the most important things that you need.
No, I don't know why people do shit to know they're going to get their hands broke. Like, you know you're going to get caught down.
That
I
would say,
who's going to miss a dollar here, a dollar there? Fucking drug
you
dealers.
You know
what
would be terrible, though? To be that henchman. Wouldn't that be terrible? How bad? Like, you not the head guy.
I'm the nigga that does all the
you
all, shit for
yeah, you the die. Oh, you the nigga. You the next nigga that might die today.
It just goes one of two things. Like, you got to do all that weird shit, so something had to fuck you up in the head because you got to be out your mind pretty
you
much.
You think so?
Yeah.
But what if that's just point, what if that's just what your security job led you to?
What have you seen on that job? That's what I'm saying. Like you breaking people's hands with hammers. Where was your security at in Iraq? This nigga was security.
I mean, security. It's just like it's
he
just
brought
like,
me
hey,
the wrong milk. Snap his neck. Like
I feel as if, you know, it's like a police force. They don't say shit. You don't say shit. You're just like, hey, we all gonna be quiet about this? Oh, all right.
You saying leave the weapon? I just watched this other day.
Yeah,
the one where Mr. Joshua, he take that thing and put it right here. He was like, Mr. Joshua, give me your arm. And then he just burns off. He was like, just stand there. He was like, these guys are willing to die for me. And then he's just like, He was like, now put some ice in that. And he just walked away. Like, nah, cut. Let me burn him with no matches, dog. I'll murder you. What the fuck? I do your killing for you. You going to hurt me. It's my trigger
finger. True. It's always the little bitch ass niggas that be running shit. But it's like, you know, you can just snap his neck real quick. Like, you big. You a big
but
dude.
They always put the muscle that don't know math, though. You can't take over if you don't. You can't count your money, dog. You feel me? So you get a big nigga that's crazy in a motherfucker. Yeah, you can't trust nigga like Ray Charles. You can get a nigga. He blind to the fact that he don't know math, nigga. But I mean, he good with the weapons. His weapon game. Like, yeah, he knows weapon game good. That nigga's like, yeah, this money. How much is it?
It's a valid point.
It's 10 pounds. Nigga, this is not England. This is not England. You're in trouble, bro. They are stealing from you, man. Yeah, they stealing from you, bro. These is not supposed to say one. They're supposed to say 100. You should not have to check a chart like this. Like, yeah, this I think that's right. Like, nigga, what are you looking at? The dollar bill faces.
You got a chart.
And that's this one to this one. That's one.
To tell you what
and
your
this
dollar.
Guy to this one, that's 100. Like, nigga, nah, that's not how you count money.
Oh, man.
Ain't no point in having a counter either because you can't read the number.
To count his money. That is true. That a cheat sheet. Yeah. To count your money.
I'm telling you.
If you got to get through life because you can't count. It got so deep, dude.
I'm telling you, that's why you can't be a henchman. That's why I won't do it. I'd rather be one of the niggas on the outside. At least I know what I'm getting paid. To do what? But even on the outside of the house,
you,
the niggas that walk around with
the
gun on the outside.
You
want
to be the okay.
Yeah.
You want to be that guy. The one to be the guy that sees the shit before everything happens.
Oh, the one to get shot first.
Exactly. That's usually the nigga that gets shot first or get his neck broke first.
See,
because he walking the perimeter and he don't really see the ninja hopping the wall, coming to clack real quick, and he the first one to go.
I'll be the first nigga. I'll be walking the perimeter of the house like this the whole time. No hand on the gun. Just walking the perimeter. That way if somebody is looking through binocular or scoping me out, they know I am mean no harm. I'm just here for the paycheck at this point, nigga. I'm strutting back and forth. They're like, why you pace like that? Y'all see. Nigga. Doop, doop, doop. And nigga walk right out the front gate. My shift is over.
Shit.
Here goes some extra cartridges, sir. I'm going to be on. Baby, you need me to pick up some Whataburger on the way to the crib. I'm out. But yeah, they tripping today up here. Yeah, they thought I was going
to
stay
and fight. Call the office. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to get moved to another job site tomorrow. This one's over, apparently.
That's how it is.
Nigga, everybody going to be dead at that job site.
I was a security guard at the zoo, and I did the same thing at the zoo. The elephant got out the cage one day, and they called us, and I was like, y'all out your fucking mind. Okay.
How long did you do security at the zoo?
Oh, not that long. I got fired.
So, was it because of a stroke, was it?
No, it was because I had tore it. It was before my son was born. I had tore my ACL, my knee.
Oh, some fucked up shit.
That's and I wasn't even supposed to be at work, but they called me in. So I was on painkillers, nigga, and I was in the booth sleeping, bro. And then it was in the morning time when they started getting to work, and I had just fell asleep. And I opened my eyes right before I was like, click, and drove off. And I was like, fuck, I'm fired. They called me back like 2 days later, and they was my boss was trying to fight for me. Because she was like, he wasn't supposed to be here. He was on medication. I had a doctor's note, but they were like, I don't care. But now I was at the zoo like maybe 2 days into the job, man. And I'm just walking around, you know, securitized, nigga, like I'm Big Pants out there, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I walk past the little elephant enclosure, and they got them big barbed wire. You been to the zoo out here?
No.
Oh. Man, they got these big barbed wire, like, you know, big thick ones. Like,
I had a big dumb ones. Yeah. So
and
escapes. They go
through the pipes. And the baby elephant got one of them ripped, you know, wrapped around his thing, and he's pulling it up, and he got his foot.
This your first or second date?
Yeah. Wow. He got his foot through the middle. He's already 1 foot out, like, pulling the thing, like, going through the ropes on the
You about to see an edible escape, second date.
Hey, this is Officer Ward. I just call myself Officer Ward. Like, I think the elephant getting out. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, well, he has the wire, and he has, like, one leg out. It's like, nah, he just likes to play with the things. I don't think he's playing this time, guys. Hey, dead ass. And they was like, no, it's fine. I was like, okay. And they walked off. 10 minutes later, I hear over the radio, can we get all personnel and security personnel to the elephant enclosure? We need to wrangle the elephant back in. Nigga, what? They calling me like, Ward, are you on your way? They went to Officer Ward. Oh, now a nigga's an officer? Fuck that, dog. Hey, I was around the corner looking at him. These niggas was wrangling the elephant by holding hands. I'm like, this nigga just ripped through fucking wire, nigga.
Barbed wire.
You think he can't break them arms?
Right.
Fucking that.
Fucking, you trying to Red Rover this goddamn? He's cool. This
That's what it was, dog. It's like the stupid white people that try to push the whale back into the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that's not gonna work, you dumbass. You gonna
kumbaya this motherfucker back into the goddamn pen.
Let's dig him out. No, nigga, you're digging him into a grave, bro. These motherfuckers be tripping. I'm telling you right now, man, that was the funniest thing. I've seen so much shit at that zoo. That, like I said, my life been funny as fuck, bro. I always have some bullshit job, but it'd be funny. They always pay good. The wolf got out one night.
The wolf got out?
Yeah. Man.
That's what I'm quitting. I'm quitting after that.
No, look, I didn't have to. I told you I worked out. It was coming. Incidents? Fine.
It was coming.
Wolf got out one night. I'm doing lockups in the go-kart.
No.
I'm coming from the wolf enclosure, and it's like a path where you can see down where it was, and I'm going like that way, not down the path. I already locked up down there. Thank God. No, I didn't lock up down there.
Why?
Yeah, whatever. No, his cage is supposed to be locked. This nigga's like fucking this tall on all fours, so he can get over. So as I go, I see these two fucking eyeballs. Nigga, they high off the ground. I'm like, oh, owl. But I'm like, but why is the owl sitting, like, standing on the bench? It wasn't the bench. That nigga was just standing there looking like, nigga, skirt. Hit that cart, nigga, went straight up to the security shack and switched with the dude and said, hey, man, it's your shift. Because it was shift change, pretty much. Your shift. Cut, got out, got in, clicked. Hey, which one of these numbers on this wall do you call to get if the animal get out? He was like, that one, why? I was like, wolf is out. Hey, that nigga was like, nah, it's a one-person shack, bro. Ain't no way. If we get stuck in here for hours, ain't no way it's going to be a two-person shack, nigga. Nah. Okay, cuz sped off and went inside the bungalow. Because I was like, nigga, if the wolf can get out that cage, I'm pretty sure he know how to get in that bungalow. But he's not going to go past a bigger guy in the bungalow to come for me in the little shack. So that's what I figured. It was an asshole move, nigga. But at that point, nigga, I got kids, dog. Hey, that nigga had no kids. He was always late for work. Nah, fuck him.
And I'm the wittiest.
That was some fucked up shit, though.
Oh, that's hilarious, dude.
A lady got her finger bit off by a chimpanzee because she wasn't supposed to be in there, but she was a donor white lady, and they killed the chimpanzee. He was so sad. He was walking by with his hands out the cage like, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. That was fucked up. Then an orangutan ripped the head off of a pigeon. I think it was like a little pigeon bird, whatever, sparrow. He hit the window and fell in. Everybody like, oh. He picked that motherfucker up. Like, oh, he's got a pet in his mouth.
Yeah, pigeon.
Rip. This is Officer Ward. The record tank just ripped off. I swear to God, bro. They used to take my radio from me, nigga. Look, you just sit in the office. And
oh, my God. Say, you seen some shit.
We're at a paper and a copy machine. Get the fucking radio out of there. They hated me on that radio, man.
That'd be the most exciting time. Yeah, I'd love to come to work. I'd be like, what, here today? Oh, good. It's going to be a good day today.
Because, man, it was a bullshit job. They want you to walk around the sun and patrol the zoo. Like, who is going to get violent at the zoo?
Other than animals.
Exactly. And if they do, I'm not trained to handle that anyways. You know what?
No.
Have you seen National Security, the movie?
Security. Yes.
You've seen the Academy. They was like, and here's a roll of quarters just in case it gets really hairy to call the real police. That's Securitas, nigga. They was like, you got to supply your own mace. You had to have a permit to carry the mace. Like, nigga, how can you get a
you
mace
gotta
permit?
You got to get mace with the mace to get the
shit is that?
Be able to get mace? That was fucked up.
It was a cool little job. I was a car salesman. I used to be. You ever seen the people swing signs on the side of the road?
Yeah, you used to do that?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I was a supervisor.
You supervised the signs?
Yes, there's a motherfucker that goes around and tells these niggas, hey,
stop being lazy.
Stop being lazy. Get up. If you need some water, here.
How do you get that job?
Nigga, I don't know. I don't even know how it happened. Oh, my best friend. My best friend's lazy, which made me lazier, but he's like a scapegoat dude. He'll do anything to not do a real job. Like, even at that job, he got a route next to his house and would go home and watch TV. But me, I got a route next to a Best Buy, so I would just go in there and sit on the couch and watch TV. Because it was on Saturdays and Sundays. I would get $350 a day on Saturday and Sunday to be out there and telling them kids, like, get the fuck up.
And do these kids actually practice?
Yes, they do. And I'll be trying to get the real good ones because if you get more people to your house, you get bonuses. Really? So I'll be like, hey, give me that kid. And people like to be on my rock because I would bring Gatorades and like, shit like that. So I would keep Gatorades in my trunk.
What are they advertising?
Homes, like new homes. So they just be out there swinging signs with a new home, be on the side of the freeway. So you got like 10 kids per route. So every hour or so, you drive around. But the way they put them, it takes you like an hour to drive around. But they be like, we're going to check on y'all. But like, you can't see where I'm at all the time. So I'd be in there watching TV, man, at Best Buy, doing my thing, getting paid that bread, bro.
That's something else.
Hey, I told y'all, this was crazy. When I was a car salesman, it was hard as fuck to sell cars, man.
The sign flippers.
Hey, the sign flippers, that's good money, bro.
I thought it was just, I guess it would be like a little corporation that just like, yeah, I got a few niggas, like a temp service, a sign.
Yeah, so advertisement, it gets like a live billboard. You on the corner shake, because people going to look like, what the fuck are they looking at? And then they be like, oh shit, I was just looking, like, hey, they got homes, and we was thinking about buying some niggas. That's how you get people to do cars. You know what they do as a car? I don't trust car dealers. If you tell me you sold cars, I don't trust you. I was the most honest car dealer.
No, I've been to so many car dealers.
Man, and I'm like, their whole point is not let you leave the lot. Like, hey, bro, come here, man. Like, man, get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
And they used to tell me, like, yo, don't let me leave the lot. Like, dog, I'm not about to stock this motherfucker.
It's so weird.
Then you got to go call them, like, hey, we see that you had a car. You ready to renew? Yeah, like, nigga, what you got my number?
I gave you the wrong number on purpose.
I didn't hate it. But I would get customers and I would sell them used cars because. If you're going to buy the same new car and I got a used one, I'm going to say the used one because it's more convincing on the used one for me. But then half the time, I would just get a car. And then we had a real dude named Timo.
A real dude.
Like he was sell the shit. Barely spoke English, but he'll sell the shit out of a car to anybody.
Yeah.
So I would give him, like, after I'm talking to the person like 30 minutes, let me give somebody to know something about the car. Get him. He'll sell the car. We split it half. That's how it goes.
Huh. I've always wondered how. Commission and shit works when people sell cars, but I never wanted to get into it because I was like, that's the devil's money right there.
Yeah, because they would sell cars to people knowing that people can't afford it.
Yeah,
but once you get that, and that's why I tell people, it's that down payment money they be trying to get because you giving them cash, bro, cash dollars.
Right. Okay, that's
like,
sure what
they
it
can
is,
cut
then.
You any kind of deal because they not giving you the loan; they're going through a bank. But they tell you, like, oh, we get the loans approved. Some people do it through themselves, but it's still through their bank. Like, nigga, you ain't got cash on hand like that.
Ever since I bought this little red demon out there, ever since I've been back to the fucking place that I bought it from, I ain't never seen that African with the limp, son. I'm like, where did he go? Where is he? Why I don't see him? And I'm like, you motherfucker, this seems shady as shit. Everything seen but hey, it's there, and I'm gonna be like, once I finish paying it, I'm gonna be done with y'all, motherfuckers.
Everybody says the same
this
shit. Side,
this, these motherfuckers lose shit, and it's like, how you? I got the receipt right. We don't see it on our end. You didn't talk to me earlier. I didn't talk to you earlier. Which I know I talked to you earlier. It's only two of y'all. One of y'all is white and one of y'all is Mexican. You don't sound like the Mexican one. So, bitch, stop lying to me right now. I don't need this. I'm angry. And, oh, my God. It was too much. You know what? I'm going to be glad when I'm done with them. But thank you for the car as well.
As well. Thank you. That's I always say, I can't do new cars, man. Too much. My credit's not that good. I got me a nice little used one. Just put some work into it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you come back and start acting right. My car was spoken like a cigar, nigga. But, I mean, you got to get it fixed. It's a Kia. You know what I'm saying? Little nice.
Yeah.
Setup. You say, I wasn't driving.
It's a little Scion that I got out there. And it's like, as long as you say Scion on the outside, but Camry on the inside, we should be all right.
No disrespect to your car. I used to want a Scion, but I'm so glad I didn't get that little
bitch ass
car.
No,
exactly.
I'm just saying, there's no reason.
Yeah, I used to sit there and I'm like, dude, we can do this.
Of a Scion.
And no, we can't. No. Get the fuck out of here.
No. Yeah. It'd be like sitting in a child's chair. Like, your knees would be up too high. That would be ridiculous.
Nigga, I had a Ford Festiva one time, dog. You see that shit? Two door, four Festiva, only had really? Four speeds. My knees went
four
above,
speeds.
Went above Jesus. The windows in them. Nigga, really above the window. Like I was driving, like, but that was my baby though.
Uncomfortable as shit.
We got a high speed chase that shit, nigga. That was the worst high speed chase ever. Low speed. Wow. I think they felt sorry for me, just backed off. Nigga, I was running that motherfucker like. I get to fourth gear, my homeboy. Nigga, I'm topped out like, My homeboy, like, hey, put it in fifth. I was like, nigga, it ain't no fifth. The Mexicans rolled up on the side of us. They looked at us like, hey, we was trying to. They rolled up on the side of us. I was like, hey, dog, let's leave Maloney. You're not going to make it. Fuck it.
It's going to blow out.
Yeah. Chased by some.
Don't waste your bullets, fool. Get them later. Like, that's the shit was. We used to always get chased by Hispanics.
In California.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah. That's.
But I love them though, man. Maybe that's why.
I work with them when I was out there. Way. And, you know, some of them are cool. Some of them are like, nah, fuck you. And so I've noticed that. Yeah, but they've all been honest and been like, yeah, we just joined gangs so the black people won't beat us up. And it's like, what the fuck? And it was like, yeah, so I was in a gang. And it was like, okay. I'm like, whoa, I'm glad you're trying to change your life now.
How you going to get all that shit off your face, man?
For
man.
Real.
So you was just a trial member and they made you get them tattoos?
Them niggas be tatted up. Like, ain't fool.
That gang life is wild nowadays. It's like, you still gangbanging? It's 2020. Why are we still gangbanging? It's just so weird. What we gangbanging at? Turn it into a fraternity. That would be nice.
Community would be work, nice. Man. Just don't shoot each other.
Mm. Y'all just start a step group now. Y'all just start stepping.
Start crumping again.
Boom, no. That's the crump is done. It's over. Let's not go back to that. So many niggas have fucked up shoulders after
do.
That.
They still. The underground is still there.
Tommy the Clown.
Tight eyes, too. The bad side. I still have the DVD Rise. That was my shit. I was the crumper for a while.
Get your ass off my beach, nigga.
So, yeah. It's evolved to it hasn't evolved much at all. They do some shit with hats. They take hats and they try to flip them around and catch them and shit. Thing, yeah. And it's like, oh, y'all are learning tricks
to use
now.
I used to use props, too. I had, like, a plastic gun. I threw it on the ground.
Really? Are you used to dance battle?
Street, like, pretty much, like, randomly, like, okay, we're going to play some music and practice. Like,
are you doing it at the clubs or nothing?
Not at the clubs.
Shit.
We did, like, house parties.
Yo, we did this shit all the time. Nigga, that's all we did back in the day, nigga. Fuck.
Hey, y'all know.
Ain't nothing to do, dog.
That's
I'm a stupid black person. That's what it put me out. But where we from, ain't nothing to do. So, I was actually in a dance group.
Shit. I was in a legit dance squad in college. Like, we went to battles and shit. Like, you got served type shit. Nigga, I was the break dancer.
Got this nigga over here trying to run down like this. Yeah. Nothing. Get the fuck up.
It was wild.
We had a break this morning too. Was it last night?
And yeah,
last night
shit.
You watching breaking, yeah.
Man, we had a name called Flip. We was Flipside, and now since we started that, there's still shit at Southeastern. In Louisiana, there's still like a little dance crew because of that. And it's like, oh, look at that.
Oh, that looks fun.
I didn't really.
You gotta go there to be in there?
I didn't even know it was still going on there. But yeah, I guess.
I was a part of party crew, but it was a different kind of dance. It was just like grinding on chicks all the time.
Oh, oh.
That was like the.
Well, you wanted to, you wasn't one of them Ottoman humpers, huh?
The lights came out.
Out. Yeah, put that Ottoman out, dude. Yeah. Rip this fucking beat off. Right,
everybody.
T-shirt and my pants.
That was my shit right there. Yeah. You always hear that nigga from the dog pound. Yeah, get all the ladies to the floor. Nigga, fuck that.
About to put on a little that pretty Ricky.
Like, that's when jerking came out. That's when I was really on.
My knees started getting fucked up when jerking came out. Young, you're younger than me, man.
Yeah.
By the time jerk came, I could jerk, nigga. But I was like, okay, 3, 4, 5.
Your legs got to do some crazy shit, and it's like I don't feel like squatting like that. Yeah. Every time I get up, my knees crack. You know what? Lead this to y'all. You know?
Yeah.
Lead this to
This nigga's got a string on his back, like nigga yo-yoing people. Yeah. Get the fuck off my shoes.
Nope.
That's when I was like, oh, these niggas, I don't need to go to this. I start going to lounges when they start doing that shit in clubs. All right. So let's find us a nice bowling alley to hang out with. We pass the clubs. Can't do that shit no more.
See, I'm not doing no well. Not today.
They just do the same shit we used to do back in the day with different, like more aggressively.
Yeah, basically. They got the hips for it. Anybody that can do a ripstick, I think, is because you got the hips for it.
What the hell's a ripstick?
Those little new skateboards that you get on, but like you don't really skate. You gotta walk.
Oh, yeah, my knees be doing shit. Like, oh, yeah,
It's about to get busy.
No, it would not.
Nah,
it would not.
You don't technically have to hold your knees.
Is that your door being ringed? And two people.
You're not saying you have to use your knees, just your hips.
Right there.
No, but I can't do do that because my hips, like when we get off this, I'm gonna show you this.
Yeah.
My hips don't move and my brain, when I'll be going and I'm like, okay, I'm doing it. And as soon as I do that shit, my brain's like, okay, you broke concentration because like I'm running. It's not, I don't have where you can double think anymore when I'm doing shit. So it's like, I'm cool for time. Like, I can go in circles like a motherfucker. Once that leg lock, but even then.
Once that leg lock.
Yeah. Once that leg lock, can I get too excited and the leg lock and I be trying to stop that hoe? I got to jump off. And when I jump off, I got to make sure I got to go around two more rotations to think like, okay, 1, 2, and jump off so I land on this leg.
On the good side.
Yeah, because if I try to jump off with this leg, nigga, everything is boosted off the left. Oh. Like, if I can get speed, I could probably still dunk, but now this foot won't push off. Nigga, I'm like, that's hilarious. But it's, and that's why I laugh, because it's fucking funny.
Yeah. It's the only thing I can do at it, because it's just like, damn. All right, to say this, because I've fucked myself up and I laugh at it every time I see it. And I was trying to blow up a truck. I think it was a truck. Yeah, anyway. And basically what was happening was the lighter wasn't lighting. I had a lot of gasoline imported all over the place. And I was like, fuck, the lighter ain't lighting. So what I tried to do, because, you know, it was a little windy outside, I tried to light... I had a little rag that I was going to toss in there. So I was like, fuck, it's windy. Let me cover myself on the inside and light that bitch. And then I'm going to toss it in. All the fumes had already accumulated because I was out there trying to light that shit for a minute.
Like that gross.
Oh, man. Boom. Son, blew myself the fuck up. Tumbled through the air. Then, like, if the truck was here, I'd say the sidewalk was here. And so I missed all this right here and landed in the grass past the sidewalk and then got up and was like, oh, shit. Dusted myself off. Thought it was dust and nothing but skin just dropping. And then I'm like, oh, man. Grab my shit. Take the fuck off. And I'm like, hey, man, let's go. And I had my partner with me. And he took me to Walgreens. And I was like, oh, man, I think I need to rectify this situation right now. So what I did was I got some burn spray, because I thought that's what you're supposed to do. If you Google it before, you probably should Google it before, because basically what burn spray does. Burn spray just, it makes it worse. It makes it feel like it's a third degree burn. And so I sprayed all that on me, and it, the worst thing ever. And then I wrapped it up, and I kept doing that before I actually Googled why is this burning, you know? And so, yeah, I fucked myself up so bad. This is the outcome from it. Like,
so you was out here, oh, like, shit. You was out here like, yeah. Ivory off of how high?
Damn, nigga. It was a truck that needed to be disposed of, basically. And I was helping out some friends of mine, and I was like, I got it. I could do it. I know what to do. Right. And apparently,
you didn't know what to do.
I was, well, the step.
You should have watched the end of the movie.
The step I missed. The step I didn't think about is like, you know, let's not cover up inside the car. Let's cover up maybe somewhere else in the grass, because I was going to toss it in afterwards, but I wasn't thinking, because I was like, I just hurry up and get the fuck out of here. You know, and as soon as I was like, ah, oh, that's a pretty blue. And phew, I was like, oh.
You saw a flame right before it happened. That's how you know. That's how you know you saw slow motion. Like, oh, I've never seen a flame that. You felt the whole explosion, man.
Yeah, yeah, it was. It was pretty exciting afterwards. Like, I was like, wow.
See, I'm responsible. I play with fire.
I played with fire before, and I understood the consequences, but I've never dealt with something that big and then being in a rush state of like, oh, let me hurry up and do this. Yeah. And
yeah, facial hair at the time. You burn that shit off.
Oh, yeah, that's all that. My fucking face was naked after that. I still have my eyebrows and everything. Basically, this was like it suit. This is basically what got caught just right here, because as I was going, I didn't have my face all the way in. That's why this is fine.
You just got the proof of it.
As soon as I did this to cover up, and as soon as I was like, oh man, but you know, I'm small, so it was a truck. And the only reason, yeah, you so you can see me tippy toeing in it, exactly.
He flew up like one of the
lights. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so, man. So you can imagine, that's oh, why.
Hey.
That's why, like, I didn't really. That's why I didn't really burn my face off or anything like that. It's just as soon as, and then, boom, hands out. Oh, I'm tumbling back. And it's like,
that's time right now. You lucky you were short. If it was me, I'd have been
like, yeah, it's,
I heard
it's,
looking like Two-Face for real. Then that would fucked up if that happened to me. And then I had a stroke. Like, nigga, why? Why me, Lord? What the fuck? And that's why, because you talk to God and cuss at the same time, nigga. That's why. That's crazy, nigga. Nah, I'm.
But hey, we live and we learn. And, you know.
Nigga, learn, don't do it again.
Exactly.
Nah, exactly. I'm gonna. Hey, can you help us? Nope. Y'all did not come visit me last time.
Paid this house bills. Look at me. I had to. Well, because I was like, well, this is my dumbass fault. So I just, I fucking army addressed my wounds myself.
That wasn't your fault.
Well,
if they wouldn't ask you for the favor, your ass would have been in the crib.
No.
They fought.
True.
You attempted it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But as a friend, he felt like they're asking me because I'm the most trustworthy one. So it's put a lot of pressure, because if you say no, they're like, oh, now this nigga knows what we're trying to do. And we'll come through. I watch too many movies, too. I'm telling you that right now.
The fault of me burning myself.
The next call I make
was
is
being
like,
too close.
How much do y'all?
That section was my fault.
How
like,
much do
I
y'all
understood
give
that.
For turning in, motherfuckers? 10 G's? Well, do y'all have to put it in my name? Can y'all?
Cash out. Oh, no. You can do that shit.
Right now.
No.
The 821-1111 Crime Stoppers? Oh, do y'all have a Crime Stoppers?
They charge you on your cell phone. I don't do that shit.
I don't want them
niggas to know it's me.
Well, you don't gotta. You can always call Crime Stoppers anonymous. Anonymously.
That would keep you anonymous. Especially if your name is like Jamal. We got an anonymous tip from Jamal Adams. Like, what the fuck?
Put a private number on
that. I don't care if you even say my name.
You know
keep
what?
My fucking money first.
Does everybody's name pop up? Everybody's name wouldn't pop
on a cell phone?
Because I wouldn't. Why would you sell your name? Yeah. Man, when why you would you say your name? No, people's numbers just pop up.
Nah, it's registered to you.
Nah, because his name will pop up.
So if you call Crime Stoppers, your whole name gonna pop up when you call Crime Stoppers?
They don't have the old caller ID where it's just like the number and it says unknown. Nah, nigga, they got the fucking computer screen where that motherfucker pop up. And sometimes if you call the right one, they got the big one, it'll pop up with the location beeper. That's how they find you. I mean, that's why I don't be turning my location on that often.
That's why you got a police call on the payphone.
They don't got payphones. You got a call, but hey, you can borrow your phone, bro. Help! Put that shit back.
We used to just call and just... We're like, oh yeah, can you come over here? My auntie get beat up.
Oh, no. Like, we called her one time. This nigga showed up. My daddy was like, I think it might have been a mistake as soon as they left. And then he was like, y'all come here. What? Which one of y'all dialed 911?
Which one of y'all dialed?
Hey, it was six of us. That nigga weeded out two. That nigga knew it was us. Because I dialed a 9 and she dialed a 1-1. Damn. So it was a group effort. But I was like, she did more numbers than me, though, dog. So.
Wow.
I mean, that's how I roll.
Yeah, I remember dialing 911 one time, and the police came, and I was like, I'll never do this ever again. Because they came so fast. And I was like, this is a first. Y'all, any other time, y'all don't come this fast. And they came really fast, because I called and I hung up. And I was like, click, boom. And then they came immediately, and I was like, oh, shit.
Man. I got my first arrest was like third grade, nigga. It was like a mini arrest. They just did the scare. It wasn't even my fault. Little white boy.
Arrested in third grade?
Cause, you know, pulling the fire alarm is a felony. Nigga, we was in line, and my mom still telling. They see, they don't be listening to me, but I be telling them. Nigga, Billy pulled the shit. Cause Billy I told him. It. I said, look, man, if you pull the fire alarm and put your hand underneath. Candy will come out the wall. You know what I'm saying? He's like, nah, I won't. I said, nah, I've done it before. You pulled it down, the candy come out the wall. Like, you know, come out the wall. Cub was like, oh, he was a white boy. So bro was like, he was getting ready to pull it. And I'm like, no, I'm just playing. Don't pull that. I'm just playing. Man, I turn my back, and you hear, I turn around, this nigga like this. I was like, oh, shit. Nigga, we we stand in line for class, and we didn't know that they can tell which one was pulled. So we just pushed the button back up, and we get in line, and everybody like, okay, we're in the class. So we get in the class, and we just sitting there. Then they come in, and they was like, whispering to the teacher. She looked back there, and again, y'all two come outside. They put us in handcuffs, nigga. Can't even fit, they fucking fell off. Fucking fell off, nigga. So they just like tied his bar belt loops together with the handcuffs and made us sit in the office. Called our parents up there and told them what happened. I was telling them, like, it wasn't me. I got an ass whooping, bro. It don't matter. You got in trouble. You got the handcuffs. That was the first time.
Pulling the fire alarm.
After that, the police knew me all the time.
In a black household, susceptible to ass whoopings. Right. Yeah. That's definitely how that works after that. Well, my niggas, before the stories continue to come, because oh my God, yes, son, sir. You've had a life.
You have to do a part two.
Nigga. Yeah, definitely. You got a fucking cobblepot type of lifestyle, I'm pretty sure. Oh, before we get. Alright, you know about Joker and shit, right? Like, from Batman?
Yes.
You know, there's multiple Jokers. And what Joker do you say best embodies you, best portrays you, or what Joker would you choose?
It'd be like a little bit of Jack Nicholson, but all the craziness of that new dude, not the Joker movie, but like the Suicide Squad Joker.
Oh yeah, you talking about Jared Leto?
The one with the new Harley Quinn,
that
got him hurt.
Jared Leto.
Was he in the Suicide Squad movie trying to save her?
That
fucking nuts, though.
That's the Jared Leto one.
But it's like that old smooth knowledge of the Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Nigga with that crazy nigga that I can't get rid of. I've been trying to shake all the years.
Yeah.
But I'm still crazy as shit. I like that shit, though. But them other jokers, they're all right. But... Actually, you know what? The Heath Ledger's like the best Joker ever, but that he was insane. I'm not that crazy.
That's an yeah.
That nigga's absolute.
I like to go with the Joaquin from time to time. That's how the Joaquin Phoenix Joker. That's the newest one that they have. I feel like that in my head, but not outside personally, but just inside. It's just like, yeah, that's why I laugh.
Yeah, because I laugh at some stuff and I'm like, ooh, that's
yeah.
dark.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with you? I'm like, dog, it's funny.
Since this entire podcast began, like, it has been some very traumatizing things that you have said. And it's like, I don't know why I'm laughing this hard at it, but I mean, because I see you. You're able-bodied, so yeah. You don't have, you know. So to hear it, it's just like, oh, nigga, what? You went through that? Like, I don't know your whole backstory. Yeah. So to see it and to hear it, it's just like, oh, man, that shit's funny. because you done got yourself through some shit. That is amazing.
But like, so we about to close out, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so this is like my kind of dark humor. I'm driving down the street. I see a sign. I see a sign. Yellow sign says, "Watch out for deaf children." Uh-huh. And in my head, I'm like, "What the fuck should I be watching out for them, nigga? They can't hear me. They should be watching out for me, nigga. Either you gonna play outside or you want to live outside." So, nigga, if you gonna play, go the fuck inside so you know ain't no cars. But if you trying to go somewhere, nigga, you need to focus on the cars coming, bro. Because I don't have time to see the speed limit and your ass tossing, chasing the ball in the street while I'm beeping the horn and you still going. Yeah. And then when I hit you, all I hear, yeah. Let me stop. Tell me a joke. Follow me at JJ2Funny15.
There it is.
Nobody can be like, car.
Yeah, nobody can be like, car. Car. Car! Oh shit, I forgot.
Can't hear. I mean,
hey, you better hope that nigga look up while you trying to sign cards. That nigga like,
they should be told that they should look both ways before crossing it. No child should know just run in the street after the ball.
First of all, you trying to tell
2020 children still running after balls in the streets like that? They deserve to be hit.
You trying death to tell or not? Deaf
it doesn't something. Even matter.
Want to hear a funny joke now? This is it.
Okay.
This is a real life story.
Let it go.
You ever been to a deaf basketball game? Oh, man. It's the quietest, funniest shit you've ever seen.
Like, everybody
the whistle is, hey, they be chasing after the kid. They are scrappy, bro. Because they can't hear the whistle. So they don't even know when the foul is.
Oh.
So it's like they flagging these niggas down, bro. Hey, I had to run the scoreboard for a whole tournament, nigga. And I wish they had face masks mandatory back then, because I had a permanent smile. Like,
that's gotta be a good time.
It was a great time.
That's gotta
be
a great time.
I tried to thank them all, but they didn't hear me.
Yeah. So. It definitely. You gotta go in front of them, give real high fives. It's hilarious, son. Jesus.
I'm sick.
And this is stuff that you actually had to deal with yourself.
Yeah. I tell you, everything I say mostly is true.
Yeah, I know, but how do you get into these situations, though?
I'm always in some bullshit.
It's like, where are you finding this at?
If you don't stop this podcast, we're going to get further into some more bullshit.
I'm on Indeed.com, and I found some crazy shit, but I like, you finding some shit.
I had sex with a midget one time, didn't know she was a midget until the next morning. And I actually carried her out the club in my arms. That's how drunk I was. Thought it was a joke the next morning.
What you was drinking?
At that time, I didn't know. It was New Year's.
Just anything?
Hey, but when I asked my homeboy, I was like, hey. When I woke up, I was like, hey, where's the bitch that I brought home last night, bro? They was like, hey. They started laughing, like, hey, that's her. Like, no, fuck, it's not. Where's the girl I brought home last night? Like, nigga, that's her. Like, but she's like this big, nigga. They started laughing, like, dog. You was carrying her around the club like a fucking baby. Like, I had her in my arms like this. Like,
midgets are heavy. And you get a really Popeye arm just carrying a midget all night. Oh,
back in the day, I was juiced up. I was bigger back in the day. But yeah, man, rough night. I'm telling you, I get myself in all kinds of stupid situations. I just be standing there. I told you, that's why I like being tall. I just be standing there, shit happens. Where was we at the other day? At the shop.
Yeah.
We walk in the shop, just browsing the merchandise in there, and this lady's just popping off at the counter, bro. I turn my phone on and start recording it because it's like we just happened to walk into a gun shop and she and her arguing with this nigga.
Seems weird to argue in a gun.
Man, but I didn't want to leave because I was like, up. I might go outside and get shot, but I know everybody here got guns.
Everybody.
But us. But us. So I was like, I don't want to leave because at least I know they're going to shoot them first. And then ask us, were you with them? Like, nah. Y'all saw us walking after.
By association.
But that's just how it happens, though, man.
Boom.
Well, this has been a crazy one to end. But thank you for being here. Thank you for joining in, John, Aaron. It has been a fucking delightful time. Where have the pups been? Have they ran off?
I think they're in the room.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. I was going to give them some high fives and maybe some finger taps or something like that. They are adorable. But until next time, man, tell me a joke. The guideline of chasing the dream. I've been your host, the Monaco Menace, Kyle Smith. Good night.
Good night.